It's been 2 months since I've tumbled into an unknown alternate universe. I didn't expect these events to happen, but oddly enough, it has been a bizarre journey. I just wish that I was back in my own universe to let my friends know about this. But I might easily forget to tell them about it. After all, this place is giving me some deja vu for an odd reason. Something seems to be a little off. But no one would know about this reality I'm in. The reality of the Nomcoverse.
I'm just gonna take my leave.
Okay. I don't really have an actual name, to be exact. But you can call me GM. Yeah, it sounds pretty simple, but you'll get the context sooner or later. I'm not really human unlike anyone else I've met in this universe. I'm a cyborg. Actually, a porcelain cyborg, just because of cracks on my face. My home resides in the Anasar universe, where all era of music, genres including rock, rules Vinyl City. Pretty cool, huh? Unfortunately, I'm unable to return home, because, well, it seems a little complicated to explain why. But I just hope nothing suspicious would occur in this universe. Or would it? Hey Ruby, have you worn any fragrance recently? It smells rather... how do I put this? Rather masculine. whatever or whoever's admitting this scent seems pretty suspicious. Pardon, Ruby? It's floral. Not as strong as the one I smelled in the air. My apologies again, Ruby.
It's okay.
Then I'll use my radar to find where it's coming from. It's coming from... outside the building! Come on!
Where did these dust particles come from?
I don't even know. But it might have fallen from the sky. Perhaps it might have held over the rooftops. Let's see. The hawk! The dust is coming from that person over there!
Wait! How are we supposed to get there?
Here's a better question. Who do you think can get up there faster without taking a 24-hour walk up the stairs?
I also think using the ladder can help us. How about you?
I got it! Maybe I can take you up there in minutes and you don't have to worry about your legs crying. No sweat. You don't need tactical flying goggles, do you?
I don't think so.
Are you afraid of heights?
Not really.
Electrifying! Now, stand back. Flight mode has been activated. Drop on my back and don't let go. We're ready to take flight. Thank God my robotic body can do that. I guess you can say I got that sexy ignition done.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah. It sure looks beautiful from up here. It's glowing in the streets. The breeze running through our hairs. You know, all that jazz.
And I mean nothing, but nothing can ruin a wonderful day like this!
I'm glad I have a friend like you. And it's not only because I'm your typical chaperone or whatever. Yeah, it's because I've been away from my universe for a while. Even though it's only a few months, I still miss them after a long period.
Well, at least you have me and my sister as your friends. There are lots of new friendly faces out here as well. I hope one day you'll get along with them.
You're right. I will meet new faces someday. I think we're getting closer to that person.
Where?
I can smell their scent from here. You see that building on the top left?
I mean, I guess so.
That is where the person might have landed. As well as five people.
I don't see anything.
You will be able to see them once we make a landing. Now, hold on tight, because we're going to take a nosedive.
You there. Are you supposed to be Nogami Ryotaro?
That's right, and you must be...
Your wish has been granted.
Hey guys, look over there!
Please remind me next time you do that.
Oh, I'm sorry for doing that earlier. I'll try not to do that again.
Who are these guys?
I don't know who these guys are, but the trail could be emitting from one of these people. It's not the boy. Neither these four guys over there.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, holy shoot! A flying robot!
Yes, I'm a robot. Actually, a porcelain cyborg who can fly. I somewhat don't actually have a name, but you can call me GM. It's nice to meet you, whoever your name is.
That's so cool! Ah, Ryotaro is the name. And these are my friends. Baka-chan, Kame-chan, Kuma-chan, and Ryotaro.
Who are you calling Baka-chan, brat?
It's a pleasure to meet you all. Especially you, Ryo.
Hey!
Hmm?
If you're a flying cyborg, is it okay if I can, you know, hop on your back and you can fly me to One-chan's place?
Well, I wish to do that, but unfortunately, I need to recharge my energy.
Aw, just once. Come on!
Alright, you got me. Hop on my back.
Alright!
Hey! You snot-nosed brat! Stop playing around with the robot jerk, and don't let the possessed bastard get away!
Haha, Mama Taurus is a baka!
Ryuta, for the love of God, please get down from there.
Guys, I don't really think this is the time to be doing that.
I think Ryoto is right. I'm sorry, Ryu, but maybe we can fly another time.
You're such a baka!
Please, you don't have to be so snappy.
I am very sorry this happened to you, m'lady. Ryuta is a child, and he couldn't take any responsibilities for himself sometimes.
It's alright, Kame-chan.
You don't have to call me that. Just call me Yutaro from now on. What Ryuta meant by Kuma-chan is Kin-chan. Don't mind him. He sleeps almost all the time. Perhaps almost a century.
And how about Baka-chan?
Don't tell me that Brad influenced her to call me that.
Senpai, calm down. You're gonna make this lovely angelfish swim away.
Calm down my ass, you perverted turtle!
Momotaros, everyone, please settle down.
Like I can settle my ass! If I hear you call me Baka-chan one more time, then I'll have to break your metallic kneecaps open. You got that?
Yes, Mama, I got it.
So, is this the guy we're after?
Oh, I almost forgot. Right. I apologize for the inconvenience, but we have a sexy mission we need to get done.
What do you mean by sexy, huh? Did you get her from Kamaku?
Surprisingly, it did make her take the bait.
You're lying, aren't you, perverted turtle?
Well, just like I always say, 1,000 falsehoods and 10,000 lies are in my words.
Let me scan this person to find out if he's our main target in terms of fragments of particles. It appears that he has a trail of particles from his hands, and as for fragrance... Bully, attractive person. Sir, I would like to ask you two questions. One, you were making some kind of sand particles and fragrance that leads us to the building rooftop. And two, please tell me why you look so attractive. I mean, just by looking at you makes me question why my water's wet.
I can't believe he's teaching this robot jerk to be a stupid flirt like him.
Why is your hair so lustrous and smooth? How come you have that cold gaze that means something romantically? Please explain this to me.
Just how are you so attractive with those magenta locks and those eyes? Oh, I think we have a problem. attractive! Too attractive!
Why does he appeal?
Come on! Just look at him! Do you even think that you couldn't see any appeal at all about this man? Look at his lips! How about his eyes? His chiseled face? Or how about his magenta lock just lying on his shoulder? He's just too... Sorry, you are gonna make me act up if you keep being so goddamn attractive!
You're in the way.
Huh? Look, I didn't mean to interfere. I mean, what I'm saying is that your exotic beauty was making my world spin. Not in a way that makes me nauseous or anything. It's just I... Sir? You're really, really close, sir. Could you do me a favor and back up just a smidge? Or maybe not. A little help here?
Yeah, excuse me, ma'am, but this man has a point. You're sort of in a way. Plus, these guys are also here, and it's not just three of us here. And this guy is probably on an important task.
What? Oh. Well, hardened my manners. This is so embarrassing. This man made I didn't mean to become an awkward flirt to him.
It's okay. Just try to round you up again.
All right. I'll try not to do that as well.
I'll take it from you.
The floor is yours. I guess. If you want to flatter him.
Oh, sir, I'm Ruby. And we could, maybe we can maybe pause on whatever it is that's going on here? Is it something I said?
Fascinating.
Okay. That's enough eye contact for us.
Your contract has to wait.
Huh?
I stood behind the chimney to see the interaction between the mysterious man and Ruby. I don't want to intrude on the conversation, nor the fact that the man seems to be too attractive. However, I have to make sure that Ruby is safe with the man. I doubt that she is safe around him by the way he looks. The way he looks is enough to give me the chills. His gorgeously chiseled chin, his alluring eyes, his kissable lips. Every part of him looks so enticing. But if I were to fawn for him, I might have to back away, unless if I wanted to become his blood bag. This is not the time to be fawning over a good-looking man. I have to concentrate on Ruby's endangered life, nonetheless.
Your eyes. They almost look rather mesmerizing to look at.
Really? Thanks. They're mostly taken a little seriously at times.
I see. Tell me about yourself.
Well, there's a lot to know about me, especially since we just met.
I'm having a strange feeling about what is going to happen to Ruby. Just by how they're starting to converse is enough to suspect the outcomes from that. I don't know how Ruby's plan would work out, but it's telling me that it's a red flag in terms of her being around that man. A few minutes has passed, and Ruby has finished her story and background to the man. I'm starting to worry about her now that she shared this information with him.
You seem to be an interesting book to read. I might as well tell you who I am. Yet who I am is rather unnecessary. After all, I'm just an entity who is borrowing this contract holder's body. Well, this body of Daiki Kaito's is temporarily mine for the sake of his wish.
An entity that grants his wishes? That doesn't sound half as bad.
Daiki Kaito, if I'm hearing his name clearly.
Too bad I can't fulfill his wish. Unless... you can tell me yours, if you like. I can grant whatever it is your heart desires.
The only desire I've ever wanted in my life was... to be with somebody. You know, like a friend who, like, hangs out with you a lot, or goes to fancy places, or someone to love. I'm sorry, I probably said too much.
So, it's desire to be with the lover that you wanted. A lover who wants to be with you. A lover who would entice you and make you feel like they're all yours.
Yes.
If that's your wish, then look me in the eyes.
Just as I thought, Ruby was on the tip of the iceberg with this Dyke man granting her wish. I wanted to jump in and stop him from putting Ruby's life in danger. But whenever I see him, I question if it's a good idea to jump the gun or not. After all, Ruby is a young lady, and I feel that I have to act or her life would be wrapped under my webs of an attractive man like Dyke.
Yes, Dyke. I accept the wish.
Good. You're going to be a good little contract holder for me. And let me fulfill this lovely desire you've spoken of.
Minutes, hours, even days had passed, and I eventually gave up because of not just Ruby's trust in him, but also the man's ability to tangle her into a trap that she couldn't ignore. When Team Ruby and the others found out about the events I told to them, they were astonished and shocked to see what had happened.
Well, would you look at that? Never fails to surprise me.
I know. I thought something like this would never happen, but here it is right in front of me.
Me neither, Jean. It seems rather too embarrassing to say this out loud.
Well, it's rather astonishing to hear about this.
Well, believe it, guys. The impossible has happened. Ruby has a boyfriend already, so there's no need for this man to make her cheat on Shoto.
She has Todoroki already, but why didn't he come for her when we were in Tokyo? Besides, I was Ruby's bodyguard and chaperone during the trip, but, you know, this Daiki guy is an entity possessing Daiki Kaito's body, just from what I heard.
Yeah, an intoxicating man who's responsible for the mark he left on her.
Wait, this is serious! These guys have been going on for like 2 months already!
I think they look beautiful together.
So, who is he?
We'll have to find out for ourselves when we get back to Tokyo at the end of this week. 2 weeks ago, June the 19th, 2010, was when Ruby surrendered to a mysterious man in Tokyo. The man is yet to be heard of, but the question still remains lingering in our heads. The shadows of the sky intertwine in the traffic, but the man remains a secret as the Stranger of the Night.